Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nazir, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. In the last Mishnah, we learned that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yain. But a person could be makabel upon himself to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. And if someone, for whatever reason, wants to do that, he can do it in one of two ways. Either one long Naziris for his whole life, or 30 days, another 30 days, another 30 days, another 30 days, till 120. Suppose someone says, Zakta Mishnah, Perik Aleph Mishnah Dal, Reini Nazir Kisar Roishi. I am a Nazir as much as there is hair on my head. V'cha'afar ha'aretz, or like there is dust on the earth. U'kacholaya, or as much sand as there is by the sea. Reza Nazir Oilam. So, for all practical purposes, he's going to be a Nazir the rest of his life. Because if we're going to take every hair on his head and say that's 30 days, or every piece of dust on earth and say that's 30 days, or every piece of sand of the sea and say this is 30 days, in the 120 years that a person lives, there aren't enough days. There aren't enough groups of 30 days. So he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. But because he said it this way, it's not one long Naziris. It's just that he's going to have a cycle of 30 days that's going to constantly repeat itself until the end of his life. And he's going to be busy at the end of each 30-day cycle. For the rest of his life, after every 30-day cycle, you know what he's going to have to do? Shave his hair, bring three karbanas, and right away the next Naziris starts. That's what the Mishnah means. By comparing his Naziris to hairs, which are different hairs, or dust, which are different particles of dust. Lamaisa, as many as there are, it's not one glob, it's separate pieces, separate pieces of sand. So it's separate Naziris. Rabbi Yemir Rebbe says, no. He's taka going to be a Nazir the rest of his life, but it's not going to be 30 days and 30 days and 30 days, it's one long Naziris. He says, like the hair of my head, or kafara oretz, he means to say, it's going to be forever. He didn't mean to break it up. Each hair is a different Naziris. The Batanura explains that Rebbe understands that because look how he's saying it. He's saying it Hareini Nazir. That means I'm going to be one Nazir. Not a separate Nazir for every month of my life from here on in. Now the halacha with such a Nazir is, does this mean he can never ever cut his hair? No. We already learned this. At the end of the year, if his hair is heavy on him, at the end of 12 months that is, he can take a razor and make it a little bit lighter. But he won't completely shave every 30 days. When would he? When would it be taka a sequence of 30 days, another 30 days, another 30 days, as opposed to one long Naziris? Frek Rebbe, ve'ezu shemegaleach achas l'shleishem yayim, who would shave once every 30 days? Oimer, if someone says, instead of hareini nazir kesar roishi, this person says, harei alai Naziris kesar roishi. Here he's defining his Naziris. What kind of Naziris am I going to have? Like the hairs of my head. Each hair is a separate Naziris. Or chafar ha'aretz. What kind of Naziris am I going to have? Like the dust of the earth. Uchechoil haya. Or like the sand of the sea. So he's explaining, just like each sand is different, each piece of dust is a nice separate particle, and each hair is separate. So he's going to have a separate Naziris every 30 days for the rest of his life. But if he says, Hareini Nazir, Kisar Roshi says, Rabbi, that means one long Naziris.